Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now on the WXXI Business Report, a look at how another local business is faring. Randy Gorbin, good morning. I understand you've been talking to a local food processing company to find out how they're weathering the pandemic.
Yes. Good morning, Beth. Ledestri Food and Drink, of course, among the many companies trying to continue operations during the COVID-19 pandemic. And they tell us it hasn't done much to slow them down. The company's a private label and contract manufacturer of food, beverages, and spirits. I spoke recently with co-CEO Stephanie Ledestri about how the pandemic is affecting them. She says for most of their facilities, it's pretty easy to do their recommended social distancing, but they do have a task force that meets on a regular basis to make sure they're up to date on all the guidelines. Ledestri employs about 2,000 people around the country, including more than 1,000 in Rochester. And as you might imagine, there's still a lot of demand for the food and beverage products they make. Stephanie Ledestri says when the pandemic first began, company officials were not eager to run overtime shifts in an effort to keep employees healthy. But then they noticed a lot of workers wanted that OT.
We started to recognize that some of our employees actually wanted the overtime back because they're used to that additional income. So we did voluntary overtime. Within an hour, we had an entire weekend full of volunteers.
And in terms of the products Ledestri makes or provides to other manufacturers, she says it's important they continue with keeping production levels up. You know the story, you go to the supermarket and hope they're not out of your favorite products. So Ledestri says that's what companies like hers need to do what they can to keep up those production levels.
I think it creates a sense of calm versus anxiety in a consumer when they walk into a store and it seems as though everything's status quo because they can't visually see that, you know, the shelves are any different than what they expect them to be.
Ledestri is also making hand sanitizer during the pandemic, naming it Recipe 21. That's a spirits brand produced by the company. Recipe 21 will be donating a portion of the hand sanitizer proceeds to some charitable organizations, including CORE, which is for Children of Restaurant Employees, a nonprofit that helps people employed by the food and beverage industry who are facing a health crisis or natural disaster. Well, Xerox says it'll be producing about 140,000 gallons of hand sanitizer by June as part of their efforts to help healthcare workers. They're making the sanitizer at facilities here in Webster and also in Toronto. The initiative following the company's announcement earlier this month, we told you about that they're working with a company called Vortran to increase production of disposable ventilators that are used in emergency situations. Xerox, by the way, releases first quarter earnings. That'll be happening before the market opens tomorrow morning. Of course, we'll have those for you right here on WXXI. L3Harris Technology is offering its Beyond software application for free to healthcare and public safety workers. It allows them to turn their smartphones, laptops, and other devices into an encrypted public safety radio. It will be available at no charge for 90 days to agencies responding to COVID-19 operations. Of course, L3Harris has a lot of people working here in the Rochester area. Also with a big presence locally, Carestream, the diagnostic imaging company, they've increased production of their portable imaging systems because of the need for critical care during the pandemic. They say they are working with various kinds of facilities who are getting these urgent care units as the portable systems bring the X-ray equipment to the patient's bedside. And Carestream says its manufacturing plants and warehouses are operating at full capacity because of the pandemic. And these days, there's a big run on jigsaw puzzles. In fact, they are said to be sold out on some online sites. But if you want a challenge, a really big challenge, Eastman Kodak coming up with this behemoth, a puzzle containing more than 50,000 pieces for a retail price of just a little under $600. Kodak says it is the world's largest commercially available puzzle, featuring photos initially taken by a professional photographer and then digitally enhanced. It's actually 27 separate packaged puzzles which interlock to create one giant puzzle that's over 6 feet tall and more than 28 feet long. I like the tagline, Beth, on the Kodak website, which says, "What a sense of accomplishment you'll have knowing that you've completed one of the world's largest puzzles for sale."
How big is this thing?
This thing is supposedly, when it's all done, if you interlock everything together, 6 feet tall and more than 28 feet long.
Wow. So you could do social distancing, perhaps, and work on that together.
Or need professional help when you're done doing
this. I'm going to need professional help for sure.
Okay. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorbin.